but a song, so you can sing along with a special guest or two.
Or two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast, by chance, explores musicals for you. Theme Song, yeah!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host, John. With me today is a special bestie of the pod who's been patiently waiting to do this episode, I feel like. It's Scott Kurland, everyone. Woo!
I've only been patiently waiting to do this one because I was afraid that one of your many friends who's actually on Broadway and does Broadway shows was going to pick this. So I'm like, come on, fucker, just do it.
Well, we're here today to talk about Has Been Hotel, season one, and maybe the pilot episode. It was created by Vivian Medrano, and she has a nickname of Vizzy Pop, I believe.
She's Vizzy Pop. Yep.
Yes.
She created Hell of a Bop Boss. I almost said Hell of a Bop like I'm having a stroke. Hell of a Bop. Anyone smell pennies?
If you smell burnt toast, good luck.
I taste pennies.
Music and lyrics are by Sam Haft and Andrew Underberg. The first episode came out on October 28th, 2019. That is the pilot episode. When I say the next date, don't be alarmed. The last episode of season one premiered February 2nd, 2024. So I remember seeing the pilot in 2019, but that was like 27 years ago at this point.
So I saw the pilot. I did not like the pilot when I first saw it. I was like, eh.
I was intrigued by the pilot because it was originally for her Patreon to then become this season. And then she did the same thing with Hell of a Boss, I believe.
Love Hell of a Boss.
I haven't, that one I haven't watched yet, but former guest Roland is in season three. So
really? Huzzah.
Yeah, he is. Maybe I can get her on to talk about it. Be like, hey, Vincey Pep, you want to come on and talk? But watching the season, it's interesting how like you need to know there's other forms of media around this that like to get the full complete story, because there's web comics, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
There were some live streams that I was reading on the IMDb trivia. There's shorts. On the IMDb trivia, I was reading about Angel Dust, how his name is Anthony or Andrew. I can't remember.
Anthony, I believe. It's Anthony.
And that was revealed on some sort of live stream or something. Yeah. So first and foremost, before we dive into this, what did you think of this season?
Oh, I mean, I absolutely loved it. I also loved it because, like, you know, like you, I'm a big Broadway person. So like them getting all of these Broadway superstars to be.
This has to be a really expensive show.
Yeah, it's Amazon, and Amazon's like, we don't care. We'll give it to you next day. That is a delivery joke. I'll throw myself out.
But unless you have Prime, could be same day.
Yes. Like, the cast is insane. The fact that they got, like, Stephanie Beatrice, they got Alex Brightman, they got
Daphne Rubin Vega, for fuck's sake.
Well, I'm pretty sure they got Daphne Rubin Vega because they got Stephanie Beatrice and they were in the Heights together.
Yes, I did write a couple of times. Ooh, a little mini reunion happening.
Especially
there's that one song that the two of them share, but they're not in the same scene. It's like
All for Love.
Yes, and I was like, oh, they're back.
Yeah, you also have a Spamalot reunion too,
with. Alex Brightman and James Monroe Englehart.
Yep. Because James Monroe Englehart and Alex Brightman are in Hell of a Boss together, and they play lovers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, James Monroe Englehart is Lust, and Alex Brightman plays a clown.
I do like, though, that they cast Erica Henningsen as
Yep.
Charlie, because I haven't. Okay, so I didn't see Mean Girls on Broadway,
My sister did.
but I have listened to the cast album, and watching along, I was like, casting her was a smart decision because she has that Disney princess quality to her voice,
Yeah.
and it sounds sincere and not forced.
Right.
I do like that there's also a little mini Wicked reunion in this with,
There's a lot of wicked people in this, a
well,
lot of
and
Elphabas.
it turns out Alex Brightman has just done a lot of work because he's one of he's him, what's her name? Shoba, looking her name right now.
Well, you also have Vosk too, Jessica Vosk.
You have Jessica Vosk, you have, Shobha Narayan, yeah, Narayan, who played the smaller angel, the one who duets with Charlie.
Okay, so when Haley and I watched this, when my wife and I watched this, we thought that Erica was doing both Emily and Charlie because they sound very similar.
No.
Right? No, I know.
Yeah, well,
Yeah, but like, did you think that too? Or at first, were you like, is this the same actress? And then like, had to look it up because we looked it up.
No, because I'm one of those weird people that likes to hover on Prime so you get
Okay.
the X-ray in.
Well, that's
So
what we did. We
I
paused
always
it.
know who's in, but I mean, I hope season two explores more with Heaven and the angels.
So what I think they're gonna do is because my favorite character is Serpentius.
Oh my God. Okay, well, pin in him. Pin in him.
I think he's well, he's in heaven now. Are you doing a
Yes.
spoilers for
Yeah, there'll be a spoiler alert before
okay.
the episode starts.
So I think he's going to be in heaven and Adam is going to be in hell in season two.
Oh, interesting.
Because Alex Brightman as Adam is a real dick. I mean, he's so good at it, but.
It's funny that you picked both of his characters to talk about
Well, yeah,
first.
because so the reason why I'm bringing up Brightman is because for Adam, he's doing Beetlejuice. And for. I mean, he's doing a combination of Beetlejuice and Dewey Finn,
Yes.
but he's doing his Lancelot voice for Serpentius.
Really? I haven't seen any videos of
Like
him
a
in
little
Spamalot.
bit, or one of the characters, maybe one of the knights who says knee, like one of the characters he does in Spamalot is Serpentius.
So, since we're already talking about what season two will be, I am hoping for A, more episodes. Although it was a nice package to get. That they had with the eight with these eight episodes. I want more. I just want more.
I mean, Prime usually does for the animated stuff either 8 or 10 episodes.
Oh, God damn it. Okay.
Because Invincible is the same way. It's like, oh man, this show's so good, but like you only get like 10.
And I'm hoping that they so we're gonna get Lilith. Who do you think is gonna be her voice?
So I was thinking about this. I knew you were gonna ask. I would love for it to be my love Bernadette Peters, but it's not gonna be her. I'm thinking it's either going to be Idina
Okay.
because she does the musicals for Amazon Prime. She was in Cinderella.
And
Or
she's done Frozen, so she's obviously done some voice acting already.
right. Or it's going to be maybe Laura Benanti.
Oh, interesting. I'm leaning towards the Idina side with a little more of like a rocker voice to it.
Or it could be Chenoweth.
Or it could be fucking Kristen Chenoweth. You know what? I would love Audra McDonald because I love
I
Audra.
honestly thought they were going to get Audra McDonald to be Seraphine.
I like Patina Miller though as Sarah,
I do
so.
too, but like when I saw the character design before she opened her mouth, I'm like, is this gonna like looking at the trend of Broadway people, I'm like, is this gonna be Audra? Audra's gonna show up somewhere.
So they have like a bunch of other talented voices, like Christian Borle comes in a couple
Oh,
times. Jeremy
yeah.
Jordan plays Lucifer.
So, yeah, put a pin in Jeremy Jordan because I really want to talk about our short king of hell.
So, okay, for those of you who have not seen the show yet, the whole premise is basically there is a war going on between heaven and hell,
A one-sided
and
war.
a one-sided war, where there are exorcists in heaven who are bombarding into hell and destroying all the souls, killing all the souls. Which I don't know why. Does that mean that they're forever dead?
I think it
Or,
means they end up in limbo.
there's a lot of questions I had about this where I was just like, but you're dead. What is.
I don't think they understand because I also think they might just end up coming back and going into hell. I think it's just like fun for the angels to kill people.
In okay. However, the princess of hell, Charlie Morningstar, so the daughter of Lucifer. And Lilith, yes, because there is no Eve just yet.
There is an Eve, but they don't talk about her.
We
So
haven't, we have, yeah, we they she's mentioned because obviously they, I like how the Amazon series starts with like the biblical history of it, and they're like, so what you read is kind of wrong, everyone, and here's actually what it means and what's supposed to happen. As a reformed religious person, I will say
I just
that.
thought of who would make a great Lilith to show up if they can't get Idina.
Who?
Carrie Butler.
Okay. How about Shoshana Bean? If they're gonna give her like a lot of belting.
I think Shoshana is too obscure. I
You
think
never
if
know.
they're
There's a lot of Broadway people in this, so.
right, but they're going with a lot of Beetlejuice people. So you have Leslie Pritzker. She's the Lady of the Lake in Spamalot now, but she was also in Beetlejuice as.
Oh, yes.
So she plays Rosie the Cannibal.
Fucking A. Love it.
But like, I think they're doing a lot of Beetlejuice people, so they could potentially get Carrie Butler.
So Charlie Morningstar is trying to like redeem the souls of hell so that they can potentially go to heaven, which I think is a very
It's a
interesting.
very Disney princess.
It's also the basis of another show that happened
The Good
before
Place.
this. Yeah. Which made me look it up because I was just like, this is very Good Placey.
Yep.
Especially when we get to heaven and they're like, so how does one get to heaven? And nobody has an answer. And I went, huh, okay. I see you. I see you.
Well, it would be funny then if they got Maya Rudolph to be Lilith because she can sing and like.
Ooh.
And
Yes.
she's already doing shows for Amazon Prime.
Okay. Hey, she's already there,
She's
so.
also Connie the Hormone Monstress on Mo Big Mouth, so.
And she has a million voices in her, so any voice will work.
Can we talk about Short King Lucifer?
Let's talk about Short King Lucifer.
So, first off, I introduced my wife to the magnificency that is, I know that's not a word, that is
We're
Jeremy
going with it.
Jordan singing It's All Coming Back to Me. Have you seen that from Studio 54 when they did the cabaret night?
No, I haven't, but that sounds
But
amazing.
like, I'm like, he has the voice of an angel. Get it? Get it? Okay, I'll show myself out. But you need someone who has like a beautiful voice like his to be Lucifer. And the fact that I hope this made you laugh and let out a guffaw the way it did for me. But when he goes, be cool, be cool. How am I gonna answer this? What's up, bitch?
So Lucifer is an interesting character, I will say that, because they didn't delve that far into him. They talk about how Lucifer questioned some of God's rulings and went against the other angels, and that's how why he fell and everything, which is true, according to, Christianity, Catholicism, Christianity, whichever one
And
you.
also DC Comics and Neil Gaiman, if you read and watch Lucifer. Like,
Yes.
this Lucifer is very similar to Lucifer on Lucifer. And I've said Lucifer too many times. And I know that that is going to be the thing that you put on the Instagram of Lucifer is Lucifer in Lucifer. And I know I've said Lucifer too many times, Scott Curlin.
Maybe.
I know you too well, buddy. But both of those morning stars are very empathetic for the cause of humans, except Lucifer, the TV show, he's very horny, and this one is just very sensitive and for some reason likes ducks.
Yeah, I don't, or the rubber
Because they
duckies
become
specifically.
swans.
Got it.
That's why.
Got it.
The
But
ugly
there was a
duckling.
moment in his first appearance where I got a little confused because I was just like, did he try and do this before? Like, do the whole hotel thing
He didn't try to do the whole
before him?
hell, the whole hell thing. Yeah, what is wrong with me? He tried to redeem people and give them knowledge, like Adam and Eve, like Eve.
Got it.
And he tried to show heaven that people can change and be good.
Which, okay. Huge spoilers. I hope everyone, I maybe I'll do a whole like announcement before the episode to be like, listen, spoilers. So when Sir Pretend Sir Pentit
Serpentious.
Pentius, I always want to say pretentious. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
It's because it's serpent.
Serpent, yes. When Pentius dies,
Ugh, that killed me.
I almost cried. I know I wrote not Sir Pentius in my notes on that episode, but then when he goes to heaven, I was just like, oh, we need a season two. We need the season two, Amazon. Give it four more seasons for fuck's sake.
Well, I love how Emily, the Seraphine in training, gets so excited, and Serafina is like, oh shit, because that means Charlie was right.
Yeah, that people can change even in the afterlife. Thank you, the good place.
Yeah.
I also to like take a step back from like story and every and characters and everything. I just like the look of this.
It has very Saturday morning cartoons, Beetlejuice, like, look to it.
Yeah, and it's really like five colors, if that, and I'm including black and white and gray as three of the colors.
Yeah.
It's very minimal, but in a maximalist way. And what I also really like about the design of everything is that the residents of Hell, their base color isn't like black. It's red usually, or the
Or
shades of
it's
red,
white. It's actually,
or it's white. Yeah, a lot of them.
it's very light colors, with the exception of red here and there. They're light colors, and then heaven is kind of like, I mean, most of the angels are in blacks and grays.
And Adam wears a black mask, question
Yeah.
mark. I wasn't, what was
Yeah.
that?
So it's an executioner's mask.
Okay. You don't see him without it until the last episode when he's fighting Charlie and Lucifer.
Yeah, and Ch Charlie blows up his mask. It's like a
Yeah.
Bane thing. Like, it would have been better if he did, like, the whole, oh, so you think that you're telling her? I was born in the darkness. Like,
I don't know if Alex Brightman can do that on command, though,
I
with
mean, he's a freak, as if you watch the Try Guys do Beetlejuice the Musical with Alex Brightman, he has this fold in his vocal cords that allows him to not get polyps or get hurt when he sings in Beetlejuice.
that answers a lot of questions I have about how he did the
Yeah.
voice. 'Cause man, 8 times a week. How? Because of that medical miracle.
Yeah, he's incredible and he's so good in this. And like two different, like if you didn't know that Serpentius was Alex Brightman, you wouldn't know who it is. Like, if you did
Right.
not, he's so good as Pentius. Like, the whole, may I buy you a drink? Because I'm buying everyone a drink. And then the follow-up to that with, you know, the sex.
I'm having sex with everybody.
Yeah, and then they start pulling him. He's like, no.
Another voice actor who we need to credit as well is Keith David, who
I
does
knew you were
Hoss.
about to talk about the Shadow Man.
I fucking love him. I know him from Community, really. I don't know how everyone else knows him.
He's been acting forever. He was in
Yeah, he did.
Platoon.
Was
He
he
was
in?
in.
Was he like the spokesperson for some company? Or like he did voiceover for commercials?
Well, yeah, he does a lot of voiceovers for commercials. He's also the cat in Coraline. He's been in everything. He's in There's Something About Mary. He is Mary's he's Mary's dad.
And what's interesting is that he never changes his voice.
Yeah.
He may do an accent here and there, but like, because he has that deep
Yeah.
bass. I also do want to give credit to Kimiko Glenn, who was Nifty.
Yes. Who
Fucking loved her.
I love her in everything she's in. Everything she does. Like in Into the
I,
Spider-Verse.
yeah, she was she in Two Other Boys I've Loved Before?
No.
No. Her picture look on IMDb makes her look like one of the sisters in that trilogy. Oh, she was in Orange is the New Black. That's
That,
how I
yeah.
know her.
Yep.
So in this season, we are slowly getting backstories of everybody except for Nifty. And I didn't delve into the interwebs to see if there was some sort of web comic or something about her.
She's just a nut. She's just crazy. And she's great. And I love that she is the one who kills Adam.
Did not see that coming. Did you?
I don't know if I thought it was going to be her, but I definitely knew it was going to be someone. And I actually thought it was going to be Alistair was going to show up again and just it was going to be his scepter thing.
There was a brief moment where I did think Charlie was going to kill Adam, and that would unlock the villain side of her.
I don't think that side is ever going to get unlocked in her.
Well, we did see it during the fight when she morphed, when her
Right.
horns came out and
Right.
everything.
But she did grow compassion too. So.
Yes. But like there was, because the whole season we get teased with her like flaring up. Where her horns come out, she turns into like an anime character at points, but I was just waiting. I knew it was coming.
Because Alistair's plan, I think, is to have her take over hell and he becomes like the hand of the king or the hand of the queen, like a Game of Thrones. I think that's his whole end game.
Interesting.
I think it's all speculation. If you get Viv on.
Listen, she probably won't tell me on air. She'll be like, "We have to turn the cameras off or turn the
I would
microphones
love to
off."
talk to her about Hell of a Boss because what she's done with Hell of a Boss is incredible. And some of that stuff makes me cry.
I just like her style of the character design and everything, because I'm looking at images of like her other work, and they are all within the same style, but I can't. This doesn't look like anything I've seen before, really.
So. In season one of Hell of a Boss, I know we're not talking about that, we're talking about Has-Been, but in season one of Hell of a Boss, I think we can talk about it because they're both connected. This is like an MCU world.
Yes.
Kesha is the demon of gluttony.
Shut the fuck up.
But they do like a Simpsons when Michael Jackson was on, she could voice the character, but she couldn't sing. So they got someone who sounded like her to sing her song. And she had to, and she talked.
Wait, what? Why was that going to be too much money or something?
No, I think because she wrote the song, but it was her record label wouldn't let her out of her
Oh,
contract.
Dr. Luke, go fuck
No, no,
yourself.
no. This was after
Oh,
Dr. Luke.
okay. Interesting.
This was like 2021.
It seems like VisiPop has a thing for Christianity, because not only is there has been a tale in Hell of a Boss, but she has a short called The Son of 666.
Not Christianity. I think you mean she has a thing with hell.
Well, that's part of Christianity because it's the Christian hell.
Oh, it's more Satism.
I don't know, or like putting light to what people think negatively of
Yeah.
Satanism, where you're like, no, they are a little more free with their choices, orgies and cocaine everywhere, but like they still listen. Episode four of Has Been was
That's
blew my mind.
one of my favorites, and Poison is one of the greatest songs, which you didn't have on the list.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's me.
I was like, oh
That's
no,
my
am I? I
bad.
was like, am I going crazy? But Poison is a song that I love listening to all the
It
time.
what I like that they only have the two songwriters for this. I couldn't see if there was another one. Nor did I see if they were the same songwriters who did the three songs in the pilot episode.
I don't think they are. Because
Yeah,
I
because those
just
songs
watched
sound
the
very
pilot.
different.
Yeah.
But like they're doing kind of like what Crazy Ex-Girlfriend did, where they're playing with style and
Right.
genre depending on
Like,
what they need.
Charlie is the whole Disney princess, but Angel Dust is very, like, that
Pop
whole.
rock.
I was gonna go with, like, the early aughts synth techno, like, what is it called? What's the shit that Skrillex does?
Synth techno, yeah.
Well, they made fun of it on South Park where they said it sounded like a fart, but like, but Angel Dust is very like Lady Gaga, very Kesha, very early to late aughts.
That episode, you're like everybody's layered. Everybody has their own backstory. 'Cause that's when we get Angel's backstory, kind of. What w the show gave us, and then apparently you have to do your own research on the side. But that's the other thing. But like that episode was just so fucking good.
And
I mean this whole season.
every person who has sold their soul to, like,
Somebody.
yeah, it's their left eye is black and red.
Huh. Except for Baggy.
She didn't sell her soul. She got her eye cut out.
But it's still her left eye.
Right. And that's probably why Charlie thought that she
Thought it
was a.
was. Yeah. That makes sense now. Now it all makes sense. And apparently in the pilot episode, Baggy is still wearing. She's wearing like an oversized shirt that's supposed to be what she wore underneath her armor.
Right. Yeah.
Because Vaggie's an angel, everyone. Listen, there's some.
Vaggie is my other favorite character, and it's not just because of Stephanie Beatriz. I love the character Vaggie. Vagatha, as Sir Patrick calls her. Not my name, but okay.
Or as Adam calls her, Vaggie, named after the favorite body part of his. What a dick. What a fucking like, and it's fascinating that like when we go to heaven, they are still assholes up there, and it's not like the good place where you go to the good place and everyone's peaceful and loving and blah blah blah. But like in this one, no, it's the same. It's just you're in a different. You did something good to get
Well,
you to
the
heaven.
people are nicer in hell, and the people are not very nice in heaven.
Well, except for Emily,
Yes.
obviously.
But like Darren Criss as Saint Peter.
I was just like, of course you showed up here. Of course you did.
So I did not like Jeremy Jordan's first song, the first song he sang that then Alistair starts taking over and is like, you
Hell's
can call
Greatest
me.
Dad.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I did not care for that song, but his second song, more than anything, that killed me. I'm like, yeah, this is a Jeremy Jordan song. Like, you need a very sad, last 5 years type of song for him.
And then when he comes back in the finale, this is just a great cast. It was really hard finding flats. Well, I'll just say that. But that's, yeah, I did find some. They're stupid, I will say. I'll tease you by saying they're stupid.
Can we talk about Christian Borle?
Of course. Why not?
When he first came on, I didn't know it was him. I thought it was Santino. They both have a very similar voice.
And Lily Cooper is part of the V's as well.
I didn't know who the other person was.
Joel Perez, the one who owns Angel.
Right, he's Valentino, but I didn't know what Joel Perez is from.
I'm looking. Oh, he's also on Hell of a Boss. Well, he did one episode of Hell of a Boss. He was in Tick Tick Boom. He was in Jesus Christ Superstar Live in Concert.
Wait, who was he on Hell of a Boss?
In one episode, he was Doc. It was in season 2, episode 4.
Is there a name to it? Because that doesn't help me at all.
What the episode name was?
Yeah.
Western Energy.
Oh, I wouldn't have been able to pick his voice out. Like,
yeah, no, I think he's also another theater person, I feel like.
Yeah, I definitely bet he is.
Yeah. And he did it. I mean, he also did a great job. Blake Roman, who voiced Angel. I don't know who that guy is, but he was.
So he's in the Barry Manilow musical.
Got it.
He plays Barry Manilow. One of the Manilows. I guess there's a bunch of Barry Manilows. He's one of the Barry Manilows.
Or Amir Tully, who voiced Alistair.
He is a TV actor. He's been on like a bunch of like USA TV shows.
Yeah, I'm seeing him voice a couple things for American Dad and Family Guy. But like he had, because I'm assuming it's him that sings as well. And he had a good voice.
I love when he takes over for Vox's song and he just goes, "Salutations." It's like, that's such an old timey. That's a grandpa thing.
So good though. So all of these actors that we've been talking about though were not in the pilot.
No.
They had a whole different cast. I preferred the Katie Kiljoy voice of the pilot than I did of the series.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. The Katie Kiljoy in the pilot is very Fox News.
Yes. And then they went with Brandon Rogers to voice Katie Kiljoy.
He plays Blitz on Hell of a Boss. He's the main guy in Hell of a Boss.
Now it makes sense. And it sounds like Fizzy Pop is pulling like a Ryan Murphy in a way where she's like, I'm going to have a pool of actors and you're going to do all of my things.
Well, one of the people who is in Hell of a Boss is Jinx Monsoon,
who would fit in perfectly here.
It would be insane because Jinx is coming back to Broadway, right?
Yes.
Going back to Chicago. If they made Jinx.
No, she's going to Little Shop as Audrey.
Is really?
Yeah.
Because I thought in June she's going back to Chicago. Is Jinx taking over for Evan Rachel Wood?
She is beginning April 2nd. She's part of the next cast.
Who's Seymour?
Corbin Blue.
Oh, Corbin's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. That's, I mean, she'll make a great Audrey.
I fucking am stoked. I'm so excited for that.
It's weird because I wanted to see Evan Rachel Wood. I mean, they could get Evan Rachel Wood to be Lilith.
They can, honestly. It depends on how they want to go with Lilith and what style of music they want to go for her. Because it does feel like they tailor the character's voice. Sorry, they tailor the character's songs with the voice actor's, you know, style. So like Christian Borle His song kind of sounded like there's that song in Smash that he does.
Yes, it is that. It's pretty much that song, the smile one. Yeah.
Jeremy Jordan, like you said, last 5 years. Daphne Rubin Vega, they.
That was a combination of Rent and In the Heights.
Yes. And
Like
then
Respectless was like Take Me Out Tonight, or like
Out Tonight, you mean?
Out Tonight. I was thinking Take Me or Leave Me, and then I said Out Tonight at the same. No, it that was very Out Tonight, or what's the other one
Out
in
for
Rent?
Love?
Well, Out for Love was definitely In the Heights.
Yes. I'm reading this and I'm just like, how did Vaggie get her wings back? I thought they cut them off.
Because you can't kill that.
Magic.
Because, well, the other thing I'm like, well, if like an angel's blade kills things, then her hand should be dead, and then she's using her hand.
Oh, yeah. Magic. Cartoon magic.
Yeah, this show is just really well done. It's beautiful storytelling, and there's so many bops. There, like most of the, I don't think there are a ton of songs that I don't like. I'm not big on Respectless, but like,
Yeah, there's a few songs that I was just like, because later I'll ask the Life's playlist and everything, but there's a few songs that I was just like, you are just too precious even to pull you out of here to listen to you. Because a lot of these songs are story songs, it felt like, where they are literally telling you what the scene is.
right.
And so for me, I usually don't listen to those outside of watching things. Or
Right.
so, like, even on cast recordings for musicals, I'm like, I'm gonna skip you. As fun as you are to watch on stage, you're not as fun just to listen to.
Yeah, there's a few of those I got.
But Poison.
Poison, man, that is
Poison.
a good fucking song.
That was so fucking
But
good.
I also, my wife and I like quote, I'm mainly Serpentis stuff, but like the whole what? They say shit all the time. And the whole bank accounts refer, see?
Yes. The humor in this show is so funny. Like, there was a who's
Then
the one?
you should really watch Hell of a Boss if you like the humor in this, because the
Oh my
humor is
God,
even
yeah.
funnier in Hell of a Boss.
There was that one character who Alistair, who came stops at the hotel that Alistair knows. I forget her name already.
Mimsy?
Mimsy, yes. She pissed off loan sharks and they're actual sharks.
Well, that's from Hell of a Boss. There are
No, but yes,
right.
that I
The
understand because
No, those are
there's
the
like a
loan
weird
sharks
crossover.
from Hell of a Boss that end up getting killed probably sometime later in Hell of a Boss.
I know that there's some crossover because reading the trivia on IMDb about like the pilot episode and so on, they're like, blah 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 from Hell of a Boss makes an appearance in the background. In like the first episode, I noticed that there was a truck that had like a hell of a moving company or something like that on it, and I was like, okay, you're clearly the and I also laughed when they made some Broadway references, some theater references. So like, Rosie is clearly Hello Dolly.
Right.
Mimsy is a little Ethel Merman-y.
Mimsy is Mama Rose.
But Ethel Merman's Mama Rose.
Yes. Yeah.
Let me
Yeah, n not Bette Midler's.
not anybody else's Ethel Merman, because
Right.
she had a very like it was just a Merman-esque quality to her that I was like, yes, I understand the reference. I know you did, and probably the listener of this maybe understood it because you like musicals. Heyo.
Because different sections of Hell are different musicals. Like, Cannibal Town is the Music Man and Hello Dolly. Clearly.
where I read about it. I don't remember it being said in the episode, but if you go to Cannibal Town, they will only eat people if you're not dressed in that time period, in that turn of the century
But
clothing.
they didn't eat Charlie.
Because two reasons. One, she's the princess of hell, so why would they eat her? And two, she wears tails.
Oh, okay.
So wherever I read this, I was like, you know what? That does make sense. That, like, yes, she, everyone knows this. She's the princess of hell, even though they may not respect her, but she wears a tuxedo. So they're like, passable.
Right.
Plus,
Where
she's with Alistair, and they love Alistair there.
Alistair is such a complex character and really well done, and
He's
like
one that we don't also get the full backstory on him.
exactly. But with the whole like, just because I'm smiling doesn't know, you can't tell if I'm upset or if I'm happy. That I'm like, that was brilliant.
And isn't he the one that says just smile because it'll also put off your opponents because they don't know what you're doing, what
Right.
you're thinking?
Right. They don't know if you're upset or if you're, you know.
If you're actually happy.
Right.
He, God, such a great character. And obvi I'm hoping, like, I don't know if his backstory is in anything else.
I mean, they tell it a little bit in the pilot, but like he basically was a demon who can kill other demons and take their souls, and it makes him stronger. And he
Well,
would broadcast it on the radio of him killing these people.
so, but like who they were as humans, because I'm assuming
No.
everyone.
He can kill other demons and take their powers.
No, but like before he died, I mean, before he was in hell,
Oh,
what was he?
I bet he was like, you know, H.H. Holmes or like Jack the Ripper or someone.
Well, this is a fun time to read an IMDb trivia for you. So, grain of salt, everyone. I'm not sure how true this is. Alistair was a Southern radio host and serial killer from New Orleans. He died in 1933 and was shot by a hunter after being mistaken for a deer, which explains why deer antlers appear when he is using his powers.
Yeah, so like probably a combination, like if he's in the you know Midwest South, like if he's in that area, probably like an H.H. Holmes type.
Yeah. And so I have a question out there for VisiPop specifically, or if anybody else knows the answer to this, I would love to hear it. In this world, in the world of Has Been Hotel, Hell of a Boss, whatever other series are going to happen from within this world, when you die, I'm assuming humans look like humans normally do, but then when you go to either heaven or hell,
Oh, you
what
need to watch
forces
Hell of a
you?
Boss
It's
because,
answered in that?
yeah, because so in the pilot of Hell of a Boss, Mara Wilson plays a school teacher who everyone loves and she's cute and all of a sudden, she forgot her husband's birthday, so she Zooms him or Skypes him, and the husband accidentally clicks on and he is having an affair. So she goes home, murders him on the Zoom, kills the mistress, but doesn't kill the mistress. She just gets hurt and then kills herself. And in hell, she has transformed into a demon.
Okay, because like it's interesting to see Angel Dust with all the hand, all the arms, but I'm assuming that's because he was a porn star in real life and as a human, so like all the hands to like jerk people off and everything.
Thank you for your candor, Johnny.
You're welcome. I would love to know Husk's backstory if that is available anywhere.
I'm guessing he was a con man and like gambler.
But why a cat? Why a cat?
No idea.
I mean, I know you, we, I asked this already, but like, why is Nifty, like, what did she promise Alistair, or what
So
was the deal?
when she appears in the pilot, she's kind of dressed like a 1950s housewife. So I'm wondering if she was a homemaker and everything's dirty and everything's clean, but she's like Kate Winslet in Revolutionary Road, where she like went batshit crazy and then just bam.
She's a little Lady Macbeth too, with when she's crazy, she'd be like, cleaning. We have to clean everything. But then she also, I fucking listen, love the character. I fucking love her. She is everyone's insanity.
Because like I couldn't tell if she was like a child who died in from the 1950s, who was all about cleaning, like kind of like the daughter in Mommy Dearest, like the no wire hangers, like
Christina?
or if she was a housewife who died, because she gives off very, cleaning, OCD,
Maybe. She's
maybe she.
also very manic, so obviously she's taken the dolls.
Oh, so she's one of Judy Garland's kids.
She's Neely O'Hara, everybody, if Neely didn't go to Broadway. Yeah.
speaking of Jinx Monsoon, you saw when Jinx did Judy Garland
Oh,
on the smash cam.
masterclass in acting.
Is this my camera?
Do we have time for one more?
Don't be jealous. But you know they're gonna do like a Judy Garland or Eliza sometime in the next season.
Because okay, so we were talking about how in Cannibal Town is very turn of the century. When we go
I mean,
to
the Hazbin Hotel is very Fosse.
before the last episode,
Right.
yes, it's also a little bit
It's cabaret.
Annie.
Yeah. I hate Annie, but yeah.
It's like season two of Schmigadoon. How's that?
Yeah.
It's the dark side of musical theater, and then you get to like when there's that one meeting that happens with all like the heads of the all the overlords.
That was very how to succeed in business.
Yeah, with a giant Lisa Frank pony
Yeah.
thing.
There's a dinosaur.
You can't help but just keep staring at it, and you're like, what is this? What is your story? It's a wolf. It's a wolf, sorry.
I mean, because the hellhounds are also in Hell of a Boss, so.
Okay, I guess I just need to. Well, the show does ask a lot of you. I guess I did a disservice in not watching Hell of a Boss because I feel like a lot of my questions or thoughts would have been answered
Hell of a
from
Boss is
there.
a fast watch. We watched both seasons in like 3 days.
Okay, and it's all on YouTube, so
Yep.
that's great. I wonder if Prime is going to be like, we're going to take this off of YouTube and buy it from you.
I don't know.
Would that help or hinder the show, do you
Probably
think?
hinder it. It would definitely hinder it.
Because are they also like 10 episodes?
There are eight.
They're eight? Okay.
But like
Interesting.
there's a few characters who like are just so perfect and their songs are so beautiful and sad.
That you're like, don't take them away. Please don't.
Yeah. There is a character who is clearly based after Robert Smith from The Cure, and like, but he's also very Freddie Mercury.
Was she a comic artist or something,
I think she
or
was a web comic person. She's an animator. She did animation for like music videos and stuff like that, because she did a Kesha one. That's how she got involved with Kesha.
that makes sense. And she has her own animation studio called Spindle Horse Toons. So I also love that not only, I mean, Yes, this show is on Prime, but it's also an A24, so like some little cred.
I mean, this is like the second A24 project that I've talked with you about.
Yeah.
Because
What
of
was the other
Dicks.
one? Dicks. Of course, that's right. But this one is a different side of comedy than Dicks.
You're right.
I'm liking A24 doing musicals. Let's get them to do more.
They do a really good job.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's a bunch of like obscure off-Broadway musicals that they could turn into films. I mean,
I'm ready.
if they did Toxic Avenger the musical,
Yeah.
or they could
Yeah.
do Avenue Q.
That one might be a little harder to transfer because some of the, I feel like with Avenue Q, some of the charm is that you do see the puppeteers. So I don't know how that would work on film as opposed to, but I would love A24 to just keep going with musicals. They're doing great. They're doing the work. They're doing the Lord's work, if you will. And we did talk about season two. Is there anything else you feel like though that would happen in season two? Because they won the end of this season, they won the battle so far with Heaven, or at least
I mean,
this battle.
I think Lucifer is gonna have more of a role next season.
I'm hoping Eve also shows up.
It'd be funny if it was Chenoweth as Eve and
Idina
Idina.
Menzel. I'm here for that. Or
Or Sophie Caruso, and you have a Beetlejuice reunion.
or it's not even any of these names that we mentioned.
Yeah, if it was like a
It was Megan Thee Stallion.
I was gonna say what's her name? Rodriguez,
Krista Rodriguez.
Kristen Rodriguez, yeah.
That'll be a Smash reunion with Jeremy Jordan.
And well, also she played Liza Minnelli in Halston,
Oh
so.
yeah, she did. I don't know. I'm just intrigued. I really hope it'll be, I mean, we all want it now because that's the day and age we live in, but I know it's going to take some time. And the fact that it is 2D animation, I'm assuming somewhat hand drawn.
So it is 2D, but it isn't. It's that animation style that Disney perfected, where it's drawn by hand into a computer and then you can
And then
animate
you
it
animate it. Yeah.
like it's
Like
2D animation.
kind of like what
Paper
South
Man,
Park
well, yeah,
did.
what South Park does now, but Paper Man does it.
Yeah. I'm a fan of the, and I call it just 2D animation just to for the differentiation between the two. I know it's no one hand draws anymore because that's old school.
But
But
they should.
I really do like this style. I will give Hell of a Boss a shot before somebody picks it. I'm gonna be bold and say that now. And I look forward to season two. Is there anything else though you want to talk about before we get into Sharp and Flat?
No, we covered everything.
Great. So let's do it.
Sharp Flat.
So in this section, we're going to highlight some moments, whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. I want to start with flats because, like I said, mine are stupid.
Right.
And do you have any flats?
No, this is the first
Yeah.
time I've been on this podcast. I have no flats.
Well, so, okay. My first flat is for Amazon Prime with your commercials. I do not want them.
Oh, I didn't know we could do that. But yeah, if we're gonna lambast Amazon Prime,
Prime,
yeah, that's a flat. But
that's a flat.
not from VisiPop, like.
No, oh no. And then the other thing, the other flat I have is that I feel like there's just not enough of things. Episodes, songs, time per episodes. It's just like I wanted more content. And I guess I have to put in the work to read the web comics or look at other things
I mean, Hell
that
of a Boss only does like one song per episode. So the fact that we get two in here.
we had three in the pilot, though.
That was like 40 minutes long.
I know. Again, but like these are not real. This is the John Reilly sorbet, as Matt liked to call it. Watching the show though, I'm like, I can't find fault in this because
No.
you're making commentary on things. Or if it's what I think could change, you are then saying, let's change this. And I'm like, fuck, I can't. Fuck, I can't check that out. But let's get to sharps. What are your sharps?
Poison is definitely a
Yes.
sharp. That is such a good fucking song. And if it does not get nominated and win an Emmy for best television content song written, like, it's such a good song. It's so good. And I watched Blake Roman singing it live. Like, I watched on YouTube a video of him singing it live. I didn't go to Studio 54 when they were doing Hazbin Hotel. But like he does like such a great job. He has a really good voice. I mean, all the stuff with Vaggie and Charlie, even when they hit their little rough patch, is so good. It's a really nice love story.
Oh my God. Fucking love it. My first gripe is to the animation style and character design, especially the hearts. We didn't talk about that. I know the two of us are going to watch this again soon,
This is
but
my second time watching it, so.
yeah, but like the next time you watch it, pay attention to the design of the characters in Hell. Everyone has a heart on them at some
Yep.
point. I mean, Husk has the hearts on him because he plays cards, so that's a given. But like Alistair, I noticed, not Alistair, Angel Dust, I noticed a heart on him at points, when he's not being slutty,
Oh. One
like on
thing,
his
yeah.
fur, question mark.
His heart is on his pet, or his pet Fat Nuggets, which is one of my favorite names for
No, you can see it in his
in his fur.
design.
Yes, he has one, but he
Yes.
also has a heart on Fat Nuggets too. The pig.
I did sharp Fat Nuggets as well because
Yep. I
that
love
was
that name,
cute.
Fat Nuggets.
I sharped it. This is an easy sharp, but like the fact that the radio demon has that tinny
Oh,
radio
yeah.
voice
Yep. Yeah.
for the most part, because then when he is serious. I feel like they drop the facade and you hear the actor's actual voice, which is amazing.
Yep. And I sharped Alex Brightman. Mainly Serpentius. I mean, him as Adam is pretty good, but him as Serpentius is just such a hell of a performance. And the scene in the bar with Cherry Bomb, which I also sharped Cherry Bomb because I love how Australian she is. Like,
No,
have you seen, did you watch the SNL sketch where they did Moulin Rouge?
yes.
And he goes, "Is it because you're Australian?" And she goes, "Nar."
No. I recently watched a video because I have trouble doing the oh no, but in an Australian accent. If you do
R&R.
R&R, yeah. R&R. It's still bad.
Nar.
I also sharped Nifty because, like, she's insane. I love her.
I gotta stop adding sharps because we would be here all night. So, like.
I have two more written down. I sharped You Didn't Know. I don't remember that song. It's been a couple of days since I watched this, so that's on me. But that is in episode six. Oh, that's the one where that's the one when they're in heaven
Yeah,
and
if hell
all
is forever, one. Yeah,
yeah when
Emily and Charlie are singing.
all the truths come out and
Yep.
everything. And then my last sharp is for episode four, Masquerade. Just the
Yep.
whole episode was
Oh,
amazing.
that episode is so good. 'Cause you also
So
get Loser Baby.
I mean, I feel like also Masquerade shifts the tone a little bit.
It does. It does.
Because, we get the first few episodes and we're like, ha ha ha, this is kind of fun. We're in hell. Oh shit. Real talk now. Getting real. Poison. Fuck. Would you add any of the songs to your life's playlist? I got my own
Poison
little.
is on a playlist of mine. So, like that.
I've got six.
Oh,
Well, and one of them is reprise, so it doesn't matter. I wrote Stayed Gone, Whatever
wow.
It Takes, Poison, More Than Anything, You Didn't Know, and More Than Anything, Reprise. So the More Than Anything Reprise is when it's Vaggie and
Maggie and
Charlie.
Charlie, yeah.
I was like, this is a perfect love song. The first time it's not a love song, the second time it is. So,
I mean, it's a father's love for his daughter.
but like the second time it's the romantic
Right.
love song.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's
Yeah,
where I
it's
was
like an
going.
About Time situation. Like the movie About Time is broken up into three different types of love, you know, romantic and
Platonic.
sibling and father. So,
Oh.
yeah.
Well, on that note, Scott,
Yeah.
we did it. We did it in one episode, everyone. I'm so proud of us. Usually I do seasons in two episodes, but I was like, they're short.
Yeah.
All in all, it's what?
Eight episodes.
150 minutes
Yeah,
total.
it's like a kid's movie.
Yeah. It's like 2 hours, that's like 3 hours, give or take. So Scott, what do you have to plug or promote?
I got my podcasts. Writer's Bagel Basket is slowly coming to an end. I got Hell is a Musical. I've got One Scary McStabby. So yeah, I got those. We're on the socials.
Doing anything fun for Hell is a Musical this month?
Yeah, so Earth Girls Are Easy, we just did. And we have Hearts Beat Loud coming up.
Oh, good movie. That's a
Yep.
good one. Lils is gonna like that one.
I needed a palate cleanser.
From Earth Girls Are Easy.
Well, we did GG, which I fucking hate, and we did Earth Girls Are Easy. So I'm like, oh, we need to stop doing crap.
Plus, Lils will be like, this isn't a musical.
It goes with my 5-song rule, so.
Okay. Yes. I mean, I did it too, but we were all like, this isn't really a musical, but it's a movie about music.
It wouldn't
So it
surprise me if
counts.
Broadway turned Hearts Beat Loud into a musical.
I'm waiting for it because that's also John Carney, right?
No, it's Brett Halley.
He did. There's another movie I did of his. No, I'm thinking of John Carney then.
John Carney did Once, did Sing Street, did Begin Again, did Flora and Sons.
Which is the one with Mark Ruffalo
Begin
and
Again.
thank you. That one I did with somebody in the movie.
Oh, really? You did with
Yeah.
Keira Knightley?
I
Haley
wish.
Steinfeld.
No, it was he's in the band.
Oh,
He
okay.
plays the
Yeah.
violin.
Oh,
So,
okay. Yeah.
Ian, shout out Ian Brodsky. What's up? So if you, I don't know if you have some insight onto what's Season two is going to be like, I'd love to hear about it. You can email me at buttersongpod@gmail.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok for now at buttersongpod. This is going to be dated, that joke. Yeah, if you have any other things you want to mention, shout out, theories. You go right ahead. And if you want to be part of next episode's conversation, speaking of Judy,
Yeah,
by the way,
I saw.
we're going to be talking about the 1954 version of A Star Is Born. The man that got away.
No
Well, Scotty, thank you so much
problem. Thank
for
you.
making me watch this. I was going to watch it anyway, but
Yeah, I knew
like,
you were. But I needed to claim dibs.
you need to claim dibs, and I needed a reason. Ha ha. Well, you'll be back. I think I
Yeah.
have you on the list for something else.
We got a few things.
Yeah, okay, good. And thank you everyone for listening, and bye for now.
Special thanks to Aaron Troy for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.